We do have Maulana Ashraf Dakhlat on the line. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Maulana.
How are you doing this morning, Maulana?
Allah's fazal, alhamdulillah, Maulana.
Ma, before we get into the book review, the book we're looking at, Golden Pages from Medina Munawara, I believe, Maulana, over the weekend you visited the Darul Uloom in Frey. Perhaps Maulana could share with us about that experience.
Jay Maulana, together with my respected colleagues, Maulana Ibrahim Mia, Maulana Abdullah Patel, Maulana Junaid Azwat, and Maulana Harun Nahir, the five of us were privileged to take a trip to Darul Uloom Ibrahimiyya in Freyheit, Maulana. We took the road that goes via Heidelberg, and eventually, you know, passing through the Majuba Hills, is a spectacular sight, things that you don't see when you take the entry to Durban. But really, it was quite an experience, Maulana. Just that trip itself was a really breathtaking sight that one enjoys, and scenery that one enjoys. And then arriving at Freyheit, a town known for this Darul Uloom, and being the guest of our respected elder, Maulana Ismail Katrada Sahib, who is now in his 80s, and his two very able sons, Maulana Ahmad and Maulana Masihullah Katrada. We were their hosts, and alhamdulillah, we had a wonderful experience there. The Darul Uloom has a masjid, an old masjid, that was petrol bombed in the 1990s. No, not petrol bombed, actually bombed in the 1990s by members of the AWB. And then they've been using a hostel and that madrasa over the years, producing some very, very competent hufaz. The entire atmosphere reminds one of Jalalabad, and the type of meticulous cleanliness that one finds in the presence of Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayh is reflected there. Then, you know, they showed us the new compound, the new hostel, together with a beautiful masjid, and the mess facilities and other facilities for the students in this very picturesque place, surrounded by two hills, and the fact that the students hike up these hills on weekends and enjoy the clean, fresh air and the wonderful connection to nature. They have turkeys on the farm, they have pecan nuts, they have sheep and other livestock. And it is really quite a good experience, Maulana, for all of us. We enjoyed the hospitality, the 7-star accommodation, as well as the superb meals and food that they laid out for us. We were able to chat about things into the wee hours of the night, and also experience showed us that, in fact, these Maulanas are very aware of what is going on in the world politically. They are aware of what is happening with the Ummah, and despite being far away, their grasp of current affairs and their grasp about what is happening to the Ummah was really quite amazing, Maulana. So all in all, I think this was a good experience. We visited smaller masajid on our way back in Memel, in Utrecht, and in places like Heidelberg. We visited the masjids there. In Trichardt, we made Salah, one of our Salahs in Trichardt, Asr Salah, and it was a very good experience to see exactly what is going on in these masajid and these communities. All the facilities that we have in our masajid are really very, very convenient for the traveler, and we have to thank these jamaats who go out of their way to make these facilities available. A Muslim is really blessed when he has to travel in this country because of the type of facilities that we have in each and every one of these small towns, Maulana. 2 weeks ago, I went by Warrington to Kimberley to attend an UXA meeting there. There also, one is impressed by the type of facilities one experiences along the road, and the fact that the Muslim is never a stranger anywhere. You know, he can enjoy the hospitality of his brothers wherever he is. Really, Maulana, it was a wonderful experience, and I think what we are used to doing is taking the N3, or is it N2, I don't know, to Durban, but we need to really go on these early roads. The roads are very, very good. You know, we saw the trucks, the 5 kilometers of trucks standing with coal and going to be, handed over at the power station there. These type of sceneries one does not get and opportunities one does not get on being on the highway. And sometimes it's a good idea to break the journey along the way, spend the night somewhere. You know, there's the Natal Spa, there's other places that one can spend the night at, and really making the whole trip itself. Your holiday starts, I think, from the time you leave home, and one can visit these places, you know, and really enjoy the hospitality that these small towns have to offer, Malan.
That is so true, Maan. As you mentioned, that for a Muslim, if you travel in South Africa, I think that most probably any route that you take, you'll find it that you will meet Muslims, you will find there are facilities for you to perform your salah. And many times in these smaller towns, the people are waiting for guests and are waiting so that they can share their experiences or invite you into their homes.
Mark, and I think the cherry on the top, Molana, was the hospitality that we enjoyed in Freyheit, you know, Molana.
Yes.
And Molana's madrasa and the efficient and the well-run madrasa that we have there, you know, the type of adab that the students show to you, the type of akhlaq that is developed within the students who are youngsters who are studying Hifz, was really quite good to see, Molana.
Mark, continuing with the book review show, and the book we're looking at this morning, Golden Pages from Medina Munawara by Maulana Afzal Ismail. What is this book about?
Maulana, we know that Medina Munawara is precious to all of us and carries a special significance for every Muslim because it bears within its sands the traces of the prophetic magnificence. This blessed city brings joy and emotion to the heart, and standing at its threshold strengthens a Muslim spiritual link with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our visit to the Rauda is among the greatest bounties that a Muslim can be blessed with. And in fact, millions of Muslims around the world crave for this opportunity. One who is blessed with this bounty must utilize it wisely, and he should be spiritually prepared for it in advance. And this book does exactly this. It provides information about the city of Medina Munawara together with some very interesting incidents that transpired through the centuries of Islam. The book also highlights the virtues of the city, the etiquette to be observed when visiting the Madinatul Munawwara, and it provides background information about some of the commonly visited sites. The book tells of the respect and the humility shown by the pious people, the awliya, throughout the times in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also tells us about their intense love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I think by reading this book, anybody who visits Madinatul Munawwara will, inshallah, be inspired to spiritually prepare themselves when they undertake the blessed journey to the city of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The book starts off with a foreword by our respected Ustaz Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Saab, Hafizahullah, who is the principal of Madrasa Arabiya Islamiyah, the Darul Uloom at Zadwell, and he explains to us the importance of this book and how it links to honoring the Madinatul Munawwara and our relationship to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it tells us that we need to understand the lofty position of Medina and the important matters relating to this great city. And also we need to understand that great personality for whom this journey is undertaken, and also the etiquettes that are required to be observed when visiting Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Madinatul Munawwara. And he ends off his foreword by saying that the adab and respect that is required have been ably presented in this book for any reader, and therefore this book is quite a valuable contribution to Islamic literature. The book, the author says, has been compiled for those who visit the city of Medina. So actually it's a type of a travel book, and includes a history of the relics of the city that we can appreciate, the glorious legacy Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sahaba have left us, and then also includes stories of the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the respect that the pious ones had at the Rauda. And really the author tells us in his introduction that this will inspire readers to be humble in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the magnificent city of Madinatul Munawwara. The author, you know, says that this is an important book, and I think he makes his point very well. He starts off the book with a discussion on the name of Madinatul Munawwara. This is followed by correct and sahih hadiths that mention the virtue of Madinatul Munawwara. And then he has another section titled Golden Stories of Madinatul Munawwara, looking at Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman, and Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, and other people, and then coming to some of the contemporary scholars, Imam Shatibi, Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullahi alayhi, Fakhruddin Pasha's heroic defense of Madinatul Munawwara. And then he looks at stories of the ziyarat, how Shawliullah Muhaddith Dahlawi experienced that ziyarat to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how Sayyid Ahmad Rifai, Maulana Khalil Ahmad Saranpuri, Maulana Qasim Nanotwi, Maulana Hussein Ahmad Badani, Maulana Shafi'i Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, Sayyid Munazir Ahsan Gilani, Sheikh Muhammad Zakaria, Maulana Abrarul Haq, Maulana Abdul Majid Daryabadi, and Maulana Muhammad Farooq Rahimullah experienced their visit to the Rawza. Then he turns towards stories of the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and looks at the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, looking at people like Haji Imdadullah rahmatullahi alayhi, Maulana Khalil Ahmad Saranpuri, and others. Some poets, their poetry is also mentioned. And then he looks at a chapter called The Demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and makes the important fact of Aqidah that the messengers alayhimu salatu wasalam are alive in their graves. In other words, the belief of Hayatul Nabi. He then discusses the four righteous khalifs and their relationship with Madinatul Munawwara. He then, after 88 pages, discusses the etiquettes of visiting Madinatul Munawwara, the etiquettes of visiting the beloved and the blessed Rawda, and then the blessings of Salatu Salam upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He then turns to a chapter on the Masjid al-Nabawi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and looks at the various historical places in the Masjid al-Nabawi itself. And finally, he looks at Madinatul Munawwara and the blessed sites in Madinatul Munawwara, the famous ones, Jannatul Baqi, Masjid al-Quba, Mount Uhud, Birha, Birruma, and Bil-Aris. He then looks at the eschatology around Madinatul Munawwara and Madinatul Munawwara in relation to the Day of Qiyamah. And he concludes by mentioning the message of Madinatul Munawwara. In other words, what is the message that Madinatul Munawwara gives to its visitors? This is followed by a bibliography, a comprehensive bibliography, and finally a list of du'as and salam at the Rawda that one should memorize and read.
Mm. Ma, how long? How many pages? How long is the book?
The book is all of about 117 pages, so including the bibliography, it's 118 pages, Malana.
And then, if Ma could just give us, a summary of the book.
Yes, Malana. I think the book is for those people who visit Madinatul Munawwara, and together with the interesting incidents that transpired through the centuries of Islam, the book also highlights the virtues of the city, the etiquette to be observed, and gives background information about the commonly visited sites. It also tells of the respect and the humility shown by the pious ones in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I think this is for anybody who is visiting Madinatul Munawwara. He will certainly be inspired and spiritually prepare himself or herself for this visit.
And more about the author of the book?
The author is Maulana Afzal Ismail. We know that he is a very good author. He writes fresh books. There's very little translation that he does. And we appreciate this type of scholarship in this country, Maulana.
Mm. And the book is available from Muslims at Work, that is situated in Heidelberg, and the price is about 30 rand. Anything else, Mona, would like to add about the book?
No, Mona, I think that Muslims at Work can be contacted at 073-183-0721. That's 073-183-0721, or info at matwork, M-A-T. WORK.CO.Z.
JazakAllah khairan, Ma, for joining us this morning on the show.
Ameen. Jazakallah, Mawlana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Mawlana Ashraf Dokrat joining us for the book review show. And the book this morning, Golden Pages from Medina Munawwara. As he mentioned, that the book is just about 117 pages. It's published by, or the author of the book is Mawlana Afzal Ismail. And those details, if a person would like to get a hold of that book, it's Muslims at Work, situated in Heidelberg. And the contact details, 073-183-0721. Price of the book is about 30 rand. We take a short break. When we come back, we will continue.